Chef Michael Solomonov has spent his life living and traveling between two countries, Israel and the United States. With strong roots in both places, he's become a leading interpreter of Israeli food. Americans flock to his restaurant, Zav, in Philadelphia for the authentic dishes of Israel, but also, as he explains to our contributor, Patty Hinnich, they come for the style of what it means to eat Israeli.
Michael, so lovely to talk to you.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me on the show. It's great to talk to you.
Can you tell me a little bit about your connection to Israel?
You know, I was born there and I grew up here in the States. And then when I was 15 or so, we moved back to Israel. I stayed for a year and went to a boarding school there and then moved back to the States and then dropped out of college and moved back to Israel for a year. And that's where I learned how to cook. So I worked in like a little bakery and then I worked in a cafe. And then I went to culinary school in the States. And that's it. Over time, I just think that cooking and being interested in Israeli cuisine, it's sort of grounded me a little bit. Israeli food is represents all the people that make up Israel. So there's Iraqi, Iranians, North Africans, Yemeni, Greek, Cyprus, Bulgaria, Romania, Europe. I mean, all of Europe.
Can you define any common denominator that would describe, you know, or explain to a foreigner what Israeli food is, you know, given that there's so much diversity within it?
Well, I mean, I think there's a couple sort of principles. Mm-hmm. And of course, there are exceptions to all of these. But the heavy use of tahina throughout Israel is very, very important because tahina was sort of the way to sauce meat without being non-kosher, right?
Oh,
so if
right.
you add like yogurt or if you add like any other dairy product or cheese, it's like you can't, you know, you don't really serve meat with it. So that one thing, the heavy use of tahina, the indigenous olive oil, the bitter herbs and the spices that sort of make up, you know, cooking in that region. But I mean, cuisine is in motion all the time, whether we sort of know it or not. It's always sort of changing. It's always evolving. People are adapting and transporting and, you know, sort of transcending food. So it's really difficult, especially in a place like Israel, which is sort of like the cultural crossroads for many different people. It's hard to pinpoint a few things that make up Israeli food. We always joke in the kitchen, whenever somebody asks me to taste something, they're like, what's it need? Olive oil, lemon, and parsley? You know,
because
there's a lot of that, you know,
right.
Israeli food is very vegetable forward, very vegetable heavy,
right?
You know, not relying, you know, entirely on like tons of proteins.
I had the opportunity to eat at your restaurant recently with my husband and my boys. And the moment we walked in, we felt like a feasting and feast environment. So the way the food is served and everything is shared, and there's some like contagious enthusiasm and happiness and generosity about the way the food is served and how it's shared. Do you think that describes or defines a little bit the Israeli way of approaching food?
I think it's a sort of a mentality in which you eat. The spirit of sort of rolling up the sleeves and breaking bread together is something that we try to emulate at the restaurant. We want the customers to feel that. We want we want to make memories. And I mean, food, of course, has to be very good. It's about the company. It's about the style in which you eat. It's about the holiday that you share. It's about the traditions. You know, I think that, eating is such a huge ceremony.
Absolutely. And
everybody. I mean, it's common.
Yeah. So you're the perfect person to talk to about how to put together a feast. How do you like to set the table and what you like to put on the table?
Well, I think cooking and dining is festive, right? So I like things that are bright and not just like aesthetically bright, you know, like our sort of like turmeric stained pickles, but, you know, the sweet and the sour, you know, and sort of the vegetables. I want it to look like a party. So I like a bunch of little salad team, whether that's like raw tabbouleh, you know, chopped parsley salad, sort of like a stewed tomato compote called matbucha, you know, which kind of goes with everything or eaten by itself, bowls of hummus and piles of sort of bread or pita or laffa, you know, the fluffy sort of Iraqi pita, and then bowls of like different pilafs or grains or, bowls of Israeli couscous or Moroccan couscous or Persian rice that's sort of fragrant with saffron and dried fruit and almonds. And then, you know, I like the whole sort of lamb shoulder that's been glazed with pomegranate, whole roasted chicken, also sitting on laffa, this puffy sort of Iraqi-style pita, you know, mm-hmm. with tahina sauce and pickles and whole fish, too. We wrap whole fish with grape leaves and then grill it. And I don't know. I just think that that sort of way is fun to eat. You know, people rolling up their sleeves and sort of bumping elbows and, mm-hmm. and sharing pieces of bread or passing things and taking little bites and even double dipping sometimes with their spoons and forks, to me, is a good party. That's what it should be. I don't like things to be overly refined, and certainly not in my house.
Michael, it was so great to talk with you today. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Michael Solomonov is the author of Zav, A World of Israeli Cooking. Patty Hinnich is host of Patty's Mexican Table on PBS. Now, Michael left us with some centerpiece recipes to plan a feast around. Find his recipe for Zav lamb shoulder and whole fish wrapped in grape leaves. Doesn't that sound sensational? It's all at splendidtable.org.